Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Very well, thanks, Bear. Yourself?
Not too bad. Now, you've brought a very special guest in for us today.
I do. Every week I'll be trying to bring in a different person with regards to our councillors, and today Councillor Louise Dunn joins us, so it's been fantastic.
Louise, congratulations. Welcome to the 2NM studio. I've got to ask you, why have you decided to run for council and take this position?
Well, good morning. Firstly, good morning, and thank you to Steve for the opportunity to come and speak. I have wanted to do this for over 20 years. I just wasn't able to with my work commitments because I've always been passionate about our Shire.
Yep.
I felt that too many outside bodies were having too much of a say and that the local people needed to stand up and really take a leadership role and have a say in what's happening to our Shire.
Yep.
And what's going on.
So in your very short time, it's only been a few weeks now, what's something that stood out to you that you would like to affect change?
Well, the first thing that I have noticed is how much is actually going on in the Shire, how many projects there are.
Yep.
And our council staff are brilliant. They are working so hard behind the scenes, and I had no idea. And I think I would just like to acknowledge them and our general manager, Fiona, because they are working really, really hard to get things up and running. They've had to deal with the drought, COVID, and now floods. So thank you to them.
And in the era of social media, there's usually a lot of people just throwing criticisms without necessarily being constructive and want to help, is there?
Absolutely. It's all about, you know, what's going wrong. Well, I think we need to turn the focus onto what's going right, because we have so much to offer in this Shire. If you see what's going on in the city areas, we offer so much here.
Yeah.
We really do. And you don't have to travel a long way to access those services.
Absolutely. Sorry to have to cut you short, but there was a couple of things I had to run past Steve. But I do look forward to the opportunity of you coming into the 2NM studio. We're going to have a longer chat at some stage in the future.
Thank you. I'd love that.
Excellent. Steve, talk to me about the community panel.
So, yeah, we've got the community panel coming up. And, you know, the likes of what Louise has just said, for 20 years she's wanted to put her hand up for the council. We've got the opportunity now for people via social media and our website. There will be a panel. Form go out,
yep.
Expression of interest. So as if people want to put their hand up to have their say in our community, and we will be there to listen to the community. We will be also having different community listening posts, but usually we've gone out to the survey of 400 people and asked them to select whether they'd like to nominate for the position. This is going out to a broader range. So this is the whole community.
Yep.
We'll set a template up and go through and pick the right people for this. Well, randomly select it, of course.
Yep.
But hopefully we end up with people like Louise that are passionate about this area. As you heard, there's a lot of projects going on.
Absolutely.
We've got to get them finished.
There is. And now Louise was talking about the fact that the council staff are doing a great job. You're calling for a level of patience.
Yeah, at the moment we are understaffed.
Yep.
No two ifs, buts or babies about that, mate. We are understaffed, and our council staff are doing a tremendous job. I've said that last week with yourself. I'd take my hat off to them under the current circumstances with COVID, but we are understaffed. And
that's understaffed because of COVID, or you do need more people?
We need more people.
Yeah.
And we're advertising currently on both the radio station and via our Facebook for positions in the works operators. The pool, mate. Junior pool. I thought kids would be jumping out of their skin for the junior pool.
What, as a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great job.
And there's senior ones as well available, but at the moment, we really need to. Everyone's saying, where are the jobs? Where are the jobs?
Yeah.
We're throwing jobs at the youth, and we're not seeing bucket loads of applications come through at this stage.
Well, I would offer to be a lifeguard, but as we've established, I swim like a brick, so that's not going to help anybody.
You and I would not be able to help ourselves.
A sad indictment. Last of all, I did want to ask you, a family has been in contact with us asking about getting the speed reduced for Thomas Mitchell Drive. They've asked a couple of times. I have promised to ask on their behalf, what can be done about that? What's the process?
So the best thing that can be done there, and as you know, I'm all about process, these people can ring up and book an appointment to see myself through the Muswellbrook Shire Council, 6549 3700, and ask to make an appointment. They'll be put through to my PA. I would request that, the same as anyone, instead of taking the social media method way, email council, because it does come through the right channel. Put through the reasoning, a well-structured, articulated letter as to the purpose, the content and the reasoning, and we can look at that. Look, I've had many people affected by car accidents, etc., throughout my life here in this shire. I've grown up here, and I do sympathise, but it needs to go through. That'll go to a traffic committee and be reassessed. So,
all right. So they'll follow the process, and that will get looked at. Steve Reynolds, thank you very much as always for coming in. Louise Dunn, pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bea.